KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, some mist in the air, 41 degrees. We look for areas of fog, mist, or drizzle through around 9 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak have arrested a man on a warrant charging him with indecent exposure. 62-year-old John M. Rush of Red Oak was taken into custody Monday afternoon in Council Bluffs. He was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail and held until being picked up by deputies from Montgomery County. Rush was being held in Montgomery County Jail Monday evening on $10,000 cash bond. And deputies in Montgomery County arrested 40-year-old Troy Allen Myers of Red Oak Monday afternoon. Myers was wanted on a warrant for child endangerment. His bond was set at $2,000. A public hearing will be held this morning in Atlantic on a request for a Cass County Public Safety Communications Commission meeting to institute proceedings to secure an essential county purpose loan for the purpose of purchasing equipment for the communications center. The loan would amount to $324,000, and the hearing will take place as part of the Cass County Board of Supervisors' regular meeting. The date of the hearing was set during the Supervisors' Board meeting last week in Atlantic. In other business, the supervisors last week agreed to accept a quote of $41,683 from Access Systems for replace of the courthouse telephone system. And during their meeting this morning, the Cass County supervisors will act on a resolution approving the Comm Center equipment loan as mentioned and a request from Nishna Valley Trails for $50,000 from the county local option sales tax fund to help the troublesome Creek Connector Trail project. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports a woman from Red Oak was arrested twice in 2 days. 23-year-old Desiree Pauline Willis was arrested Sunday evening along Highway 59 on a warrant charging her with forgery, the bond for which was $5,000. On Monday, Willis was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office and held without bond for being a fugitive from justice. A woman from Adair County escaped injury during a single vehicle rollover accident Monday afternoon. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 22-year-old Laura Jo Marnin of Greenfield was traveling south on 540th Street at around 1:15 p.m. Monday when she lost control of the car she was driving. The Ford Taurus entered the west ditch about 2 miles south of Griswold and rolled onto its top. Damage was estimated at $4,500. A Creston man was sent to the hospital following a collision Monday afternoon east of Afton. The Union County Sheriff's Office said 20-year-old Jesse Christensen, who was wearing his seatbelt, complained of pain and possible injuries. He was extricated from his vehicle and transported to the hospital in Creston by ambulance after the crash that happened at around 4:20 p.m. Authorities say Christensen was traveling east on Highway 34. At the same time, a pickup driven by 22-year-old Eric Downey of Afton was traveling south on Redwood Avenue. Downey stopped at the intersection but then proceeded into the intersection where his pickup hit Christensen's car. Following the collision, the car came to rest in the south ditch. Damage amounted to $9,000. Downey was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. And information was released Tuesday concerning a drug bust that took place last week in Shelby County. Sheriff's officials said 35-year-old William Saul of Dow City was arrested on felony charges that include possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, along with an aggravated misdemeanor charge of prohibited acts. Saul posted a $100,000 bond back on April 1st and was released from custody. The incident leading up to his arrest happened on March 30th in Portsmouth after a Shelby County deputy on a routine security patrol in Portsmouth observed a suspicious vehicle. The deputy suspected Saul, the driver of the vehicle, was under the influence after an initial investigation. And with the assistance of a second deputy in the Harlan K-9 unit, the vehicle was searched and the K-9 alerted to the presence of narcotics. Deputies found a quantity of meth in the vehicle near the driver's seat. In the funeral announcements, Mary Catherine Hayes, age 84, of Greenfield, died Saturday. A funeral mass for Mary Catherine Hayes will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart, with Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart in charge of arrangements. Delbert Hobbs, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Friday. Memorial services for Delbert Hobbs will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Yvonne Jensen, age 78, of Kimbleton, died April 1st in Omaha. A funeral service for Yvonne Jensen will be today at 10:30 at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Inga Anna Murray, age 89, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Inga Murray will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Phyllis J. Gross, age 88 of Walnut, died Sunday in Harlan. Funeral services for Phyllis Gross will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Connie Wepler, age 75 of Lewis, died Saturday. Funeral services for Connie Wepler will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Amanda Peggy Alston, age 94 of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Peggy Alston will be tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Edward John Miller, age 86 of Portsmouth, died Tuesday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Edward Miller will be Friday at 10:30 at the St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bill Luzatter, age 82 of Atlantic, died March 25th in Omaha. Memorial services for Bill Luzatter will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Philip James Cullen, age 79 of Wyota, died March 26th in Arizona. Memorial services for Phil Cullen will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Arthur Arter, age 82 of Adair, died Friday. Funeral services for Arthur Arter will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Adair, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair in charge of arrangements. Tim Fay, age 67 of Corning, died Tuesday. Services for Tim Fay are pending at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Melvin Hodge, age 88 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen Place. Services for Melvin Hodge are pending at Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. And William Bill Overturf, age 71 of Adair, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Services for Bill Overturf are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.